Overview. This projector has five components. RGB LED, projected through a lens, nebula. Laser, projected through a screen, stars. Motor, turns the lens and screen, resulting in movement of the nebula and stars. Microphone, to sync the light to music. Three buttons on the front, to turn on the projector, cycle scenes, activate music mode. Info, chip, BK7231N. Module, CBU. It's quite close to the device showcased here, but it features a different chip, Tuya module, and construction, so I figured it would be worth documenting. Nevertheless, most of the work has been done for the Genio projector, so it was easy to get this one running. Thanks at JoelStevens1101 and at PKatzmarek2 for your work. Teardown. Remove the four screws at the bottom of the device. They are quite hard to reach. You need a very short Phillips head screwdriver. Lift off the top cover to right-hand side. Caution! The button board is connected with the main board, so you need to unplug the red cable before removing the cover completely. Remove six more screws from the black middle frame. Remove the lens and the screen. The motor is attached to the frame on the bottom. When moving the frame, make sure you don't damage the cables. Either put the frame to the side or unplug the cable with pliers. The main board is glued in place. I had to wiggle it for some time with moderate force to get it out. When pulling out the board, again, pay attention to the cables. Unplug the rest of the cables. They are also glued to the connectors, so make sure you pull on the plug, not on the cables. You did it. The board looks like this. Flashing for VCC and GND, I use the pads below the module, as they are easier to solder to. They are labeled. TX pin 15 and RX pin 16 are on the right-hand side of the chip. Tin your wires and pads. Flux will help you. To solder, just connect the wire with the pad and touch it with the iron briefly. Connect the soldered wires to your programmer. I used a Node MCU that I had lying around as described here. Conveniently, it also operates on 3.3V, so I had no issue with voltage conversion. The BK7231 GUI flash tool works just fine for flashing. It is quite straightforward. Make sure you select the correct COM port and BK7231N as the chip. Start the backup and flashing procedure and power cycle the chip when prompted. Note, only reset the chip, not the programmer. You can find the backup of my device's ROM attached to this thread. Should you not be able to get a connection to in the flash tool, double-check your solder joints. The ones on the chip in my picture actually short TX and RX, so I had to redo them. After flashing is complete, power cycle the device again. A new Wi-Fi network should appear. Set up the device to join your local network. Confirm you can connect the device to it using your Wi-Fi. Congrats, that was the hard part. The new firmware is flashed. You can now desolder the wires you used for flashing and put the device back together. Setup. Launch the web app and head to import. Paste the template in the first column and click Clear OBK and apply new script from above. After restarting, on the main page, you should be already able to control the RGB LED. But we are not done yet. To get the motor and laser working, head over to File System, click Create File, confirm autoexec.bat as the name and paste the following content into it. It will couple the state of the LED to the motor and laser and set startup values for them. Confirm with save. Reset SVM and run file as script thread. Now the main menu should look like this. You can toggle the LED, motor and laser and control the brightness and speed. Also, there is a button to automatically cycle the colors. The color palette can be customized at the bottom of the script. Buttons. The buttons are configured like this. Music, one click, toggle laser. Two click, toggle motor. Switch, one click, toggle LED plus laser plus motor. Two click, next color, hold. Change brightness, scene, toggle automatic color palette cycle, home assistant. This config adds the light, motor, RGB, and the color.